ask us to go a little old school today. We're going to read what that's all about. We just talked about it being about Jesus, but every year I always remember getting to read what Christmas is all about. So we're going to go old school for a minute. So if everybody will stand, it's going to take a second. And then after we read the Word of God, we'll sit down. And I've already called Wade's. They're not going to open till 2 today. So I think we're all going to be okay. But we're going to read Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20 out loud together. I'm going to have my Bible. If you got your Bible, go ahead and you can read it however you would like as well if you want to do that. But it should be on the screen for you. And it says this: "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This is the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, and the angel praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him, concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." You can have a seat. That's a little old school here as we go there, but it's important for us to always be reminded what Christmas is all about, and that's what I just want to spend just a few minutes talking to you about today and be reminded of. Right now, we know that one of my favorite verses, I would say, in this right now is Luke 2:19. Mary pondered these and treasured these in her heart. Right now, we're about to have a day where it seems like all the treasures are under the tree, right? And once they're unwrapped, Dad does his usual collection duty, trash duty. That's the job of every dad. If you don't know, I get to sit back and watch Dad do that. I see my brother-in-law Tim do that, so I've learned if I ever have kids, that is what dad duty is. Dad duty is, put the wrapping paper in here. We got to collect. And it's the right thing to do. You collect the trash. Because if you don't, it just piles up, right? But then, you know, it is what it is. So we're going to have those treasures. The question I really want to ask us is, what are we treasuring this Christmas? I want to be honest for just a minute. Just speaking in life. Treasure the time you have. I know this is going to sound really crazy, but this might be the last time you see someone you love at Christmas. All those things you're fighting and arguing about that you seem to treasure, that matters, those things that you're fighting that seem to be the most important things, in 5 years they probably aren't going to matter. So why not just let it go? Why not this year treasure what we are called to treasure as a family? What I love about this is, yes, the shepherds are praising and glorifying the Lord as they should. We just got to praise and glorify the name of the Lord. But Mary, leave it to a mama, treasured it in her heart. She kept those things. See, I think that the reason she had to do that, church, and to be reminded of the reason she had to do that, is because when Jesus was on that cross for us, she went back to that manger. She went back to that angel. She went back to those shepherds. when they first saw Jesus glorifying him. Those magi, those wise men coming to bring the gold, frankincense, and myrrh that was preparing Jesus for his burial. That's what it was pointing to be quite honest with you. Actually, it helped them go escape to Egypt when Herod tried to kill him. But all that to say, Jesus could have easily treasured that. He could have said, hey, I've got burial insurance. I'm good to go. But you see, he knew he didn't need burial insurance because he left an empty tomb, right? He said, the grave ain't no good for me. It's just rented. And that's true for you and I who are in Christ Jesus. So the reason I'm asking you today is, parents, I know you're wore out. I know you're wore out. Treasure it. I know it's crazy. Treasure it. Because you're going to remember it. As we get to be teenagers, you know we're hard-headed. We just want to get it over with, right? Let's just get this thing wrapped up and over with. Teenagers, treasure your time with your parents. I know that sounds crazy, but really, they just want to see that smile. There's nothing like the wonder of a kid at Christmas. And I wish I could say I was always perfect about it, but I wonder if over these next few days we spent our time with the Lord that way, like Christmas morning. We realized what we have to treasure in the Lord. We realized this gift that is amazing. We're going to exchange gifts here in just a little bit, and it's awesome. I love to get to do that because Jesus is generous. We have a generous, loving God. He gives good gifts. Christmas is about him giving the best gifts, the ultimate treasure for you and I. So church today, for those of us who know Jesus, I pray that we would treasure up Jesus and he would be our ultimate treasure. Because in the end, the rest of the world is going to be tired of what they got. Listen, as a kid, I don't know how kids do it today. I have a short attention span, but we didn't have electronics. We had Nintendo, but that was it. You could get another game to put in, right? Nowadays, I don't know how in the world you do it. I mean, usually we just broke the toy in 30 seconds and you moved on to the next, right? But now I don't know how they do it. But church, I just pray that we would continue to treasure the Lord and he would be the treasure we seek. I pray that we would instill those seeds in our children's hearts. That's why I love that we get to do this every year, that they're in the service. They might be bored out of their mind right now. We're going to have some fun with the candlelights here in just a minute. But as you're planting those seeds, parents, you're going to get to water them. You're going to get to see the Lord grow them. So I just want to say thank you, church, that we are willing to point to Jesus. But I pray for us as we go out in the streets that he would be our ultimate treasure. Today, everybody's going to be shopping, as the old Christmas song says, trying to gather their treasures, right? Looking for their treasure, because it's Christmas time in the city, right? Like, they're getting there. Church, we don't have to gather it. It came for us. Now, the question is, will we choose to share it? And I think that that's the best gift we can give anyone this time of year, is the gift of Christ. Is the gift of forgiveness, the gift of love, the gift of hope, the gift of joy. That's what we are called to do and what Christmas is all about. And so that's why I'm asking today, what are you treasuring? See, for those of us who know Jesus, we found the ultimate treasure. I wish we could all say that we always go back to that ultimate treasure, but from time to time we get a little gleaming in our eye, something catches our eye, the shimmer of little Debbie cakes on an end stand in the middle of October, just earlier than they should be. The shimmer of the next gift, the shimmer of the next iPhone 78, whatever it is at this moment in time, the shimmer of it costing $2,000 for the same thing over and over again, the shimmer of a new job, the shimmer of a new relationship, the shimmer, the glimmer, the thinking that we have the treasure we have found in a bank account, in a street address, in a car, in a status. But all of that is fool's gold. Because without Christ, it is worthless. Yet with Christ, it sees its full value. And so today, my question is, what treasure are you seeking? What are you searching for? Because the treasure you need has already come. John 3:16 and 17 reminds us of this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. In other words, God's not standing there mad at you. Each and every one of us were created to be an ultimate treasure, the ultimate relationship with the Creator God. We were created in perfect relationship with him, but we got the glimmer of our eye of holding our own destiny in our hand. That sin, that is anything that is against the perfect will of God, and all of us may be 99.9% gold-plated, but we can't give us that 0.1%. We can't earn it. We can't give. We can't serve. We can't give the best gifts, have the best Christmas decorations. decorations, have the best house, have the worst house, live out in the trailer park, live in the meekest possible way. None of those can earn this gift that God has given us, that is putting us back in ultimate right relationship with Him, the thing that we treasure the most. And so today, that's my question with you and for you. Are you staying in your sin, seeking out the fool's gold of this world? Are you going and seeking the ultimate treasure and receiving the free gift that God has laid in front of you this Christmas? So with every head bowed and every eye closed, the reason we do what we do each and every week here at The Vine is to be reminded that Jesus is our treasure. Those of us who are in Christ Jesus, to have that hope, to have that joy, to have that peace, to have that love, to take a deep breath and rest in Him and know it's going to be okay even though it doesn't feel okay. But for others of us today, right now the Holy Spirit is knocking upon your heart. You are realizing that you have sought out the things of this world. You are realizing that none of it will ever satisfy. And you are wondering when you'll finally open the right door to the treasure that you seek. And I want you to know that treasure is already here. And that treasure that you are looking for is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the only hope for the treasure that you seek, the treasure that you want, the relationship that you were created to be in. And so we're about to say this prayer in just a moment. It's not the prayer that saves you. It's the faith that Jesus is who He says He is. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to say this prayer out loud as a Vine fam for the benefit of those who are coming to faith for the first time. Please repeat the words of this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from You. I believe You came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live. Die the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins on the cross, but love me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day that I may have life. Take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow You step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And with every head bowed and every eye closed, if for the first time you can say, I've stopped seeking the treasure of this world. I have found the ultimate treasure that is Jesus. I'm no longer looking after that fool's gold, but instead now have a hope that is eternal, a hope that lasts in all seasons, a hope that will be with Him eternally in right relationship that I was created to be in. If that's you and for the first time you have ever given your life to Christ, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand on the count of three. One, two, three. If you're in the house and you've done that for the first time, if you're watching online, you can shoot us, you can put your hand up, you can shoot us a message throughout all of social media inside of our free Vine Church app at thevine.tv/app. You can reach out to us. We want to celebrate this decision with you because now that you found the ultimate treasure, we want you to grow in the Lord and do what the shepherds did. Not only are you going to ponder Jesus in your heart and seek Him as your ultimate treasure, but now you're going to go out in the streets praising and glorifying His name, and you're going to point to Him in all that you do, and the best way that you do that is in a local church near you.